Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
When artist Mira Bartok remembers her late mother, it's sometimes hard for her to know which mother to speak about.
She could draw a map and label all the countries and their capitals in several languages from just sitting down. And I mean, she really had these kind of savant, like creative, brilliant explosions of something that I never saw that when she was medicated.
Mira Bartok's mother had schizophrenia, a disturbing disease. The symptoms of confusion, paranoia, and delusions are wrapped around an often creative personality, rendered unreachable, as Mira alluded to there, by traditional drug therapies. Well, a new study funded by the National Institute of Mental Health and published this week in the American Journal of Psychiatry concludes that less medication and more talk therapy is, in fact, a better method of treatment. Richard A. Friedman is a professor of psychiatry at Weill Cornell Medical College in Manhattan. He's long warned against the overuse of prescription drugs for mental health patients. Dr. Friedman is here with Mira Bartok, an artist, illustrator, and the author of The Memory Palace, a best-selling memoir about Mira's mother's schizophrenia. Her mother's story is a mystery, like the disease itself.
She was a rather extreme case, and she was delusional most of the time. She fluctuated between very flat affect and, you know, being almost like a catatonic zombie. Sometimes there was a cycle. She would go into these kind of paranoiac rages. Gosh, those are the things that really stick in my mind, the complete flat affect and being really out of it and not aware of her surroundings much, and then going into these delusional rages. And she heard voices all the time. They didn't stop until like a couple hours before her death or the day before she died.
Was there a mother in there, a personality in there that you understood, even a tiny piece of one?
Oh, absolutely. Before she, you know, mental illness hijacked her brain, I know that she must have been a very vivacious, kind, and loving person. And she was really an incredibly gifted musician. You know, she definitely would have gone on to perform, and she loved art. And those, above everything else, I think those are the things that actually calm the voices. After she died, I read her last 17 years of her life. She kept these diaries, and throughout all those diaries, a large part of them were really delusional, but there were all these other things that she wrote in there that were very loving about her children and also just incredibly creative. I mean, she just had a brilliant mind. So there was definitely this amazing person underneath that was destroyed, you know, so much by mental illness, but it did shine through.
Mira Bartok is an artist and illustrator and author of The Memory Palace, a memoir about her schizophrenic mother. Richard Friedman, who's a professor of psychiatry at Weill Cornell Medical College in Manhattan, that is typical to have a set of symptoms that are this outer shell of schizophrenia that are very difficult to penetrate or tolerate. But yet there is an intact and lucid personality within the individual.
Sure. I mean, what's typical of schizophrenia are a group of psychotic symptoms, like Mira just described vividly, you know, hallucinations, hearing voices, having false beliefs, these delusions, feeling that people want to hurt you or kill you. And those are the so-called positive symptoms that the antipsychotic drugs are generally pretty good at treating. But what they're not very good at treating are what we call the negative symptoms, which are the social withdrawal, the cognitive problems in schizophrenia, the lack of socialized, you know, interactions, all of those other things, poor social functioning, that the drugs are not very good at treating.
And so talk therapy, the more traditional one-on-one, very labor-intensive talk therapy, reaches in and tries to invigorate this personality within the paranoid symptoms and re-engage them.
Right. That's what's so striking about this new study, showing that, you know, what used to be thought of as just simply a brain disease, all you need to do is give somebody with schizophrenia a drug, and if you take away their psychotic symptoms, boom, magic. You know, if you remove this sickness, the person inside, like Mira's mother, who's this classically trained pianist, will just emerge without any special help whatsoever. And actually what this study shows is that if you go and target those social problems and those psychological problems and those family problems that people have, they actually get better.
Hmm. Did you ever attempt talk therapy with your mother, Mira?
You know, we were welfare kids. And so and I left home when I was 17. And my mother was on, you know, federal assistance. And so all that in Ohio, all that they would pay for were, I think, you know, maybe a handful of visits to a psychiatrist to dispense medication. So she never got talk therapy. Although what she did get for a period of time in the 70s until Reagan came to office and these programs were cut in 1980, she did get some group therapy help at a community center for the mentally ill, which was fantastic. To be honest with you, her very first experience with a doctor was really terrible. She was sexually assaulted, and that was in the dark ages of psychiatry. I don't know if she ever would have trusted a doctor. I think the most effective way of calming the voices, and I saw, you know, I witnessed this as well as read about in her diaries, would be any kind of activity like playing music, drawing, anything like that that was meditative, because you are completely in the moment. And the problem with medication, they just made her not able to do those things.
Dr. Friedman, is there an intervention that is suggested here by Mira's story and others before we go?
Yes. I mean, I think that, you know, the experience that Mira had with her mother suggests that we need to do much more than just give somebody a medicine. You have to intervene at the level of the person.
And early.
And early, exactly. The earlier you do it, the longer you wait for this disease to take hold and have its effect in the brain, the much harder it is to have a good outcome.
Richard Friedman is professor of psychiatry at Weill Cornell Medical College in Manhattan. Mira Bartok is an artist, illustrator, and the author of The Memory Palace, a memoir. It's about her schizophrenic mother. Mira and Richard, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.